With Hashem's loving grace, welcome to Emunah Beams with your host, Laser Brody. Today's podcast is entitled, Truth or Agenda? There are two ways to find truth, a right way and a wrong way. The right way is to search for the truth and to then live our lives accordingly. The wrong way is to create a personal truth about one's agenda, its opinions, preconceptions, and personal preferences, and then govern one's life in accordance. I'll give you an example. The Nazis, they were violent anti-Semites. Anti-Semitism became their truth. Consequently, they felt not only justified, but proud and accomplished by murdering millions of innocent Jews. So to understand the right and wrong way of finding truth, let's look at the example of archery. A person can score a bullseye in one of two ways. Either he or she can invest years of effort and training to become a champion archer, or they could be a slouch, grab a bow, shoot an arrow in some general direction of the target, and then draw a bullseye about wherever the arrow lands. Clearly, the first way is a true bullseye and the second way is a lie. A truth seeker searches for truth and does everything in his or her power to live life accordingly. A slouch decides what he or she wants, whether it's the neighbor's spouse, or money, or a shady transaction, or forbidden food, or some kind of substance, and then builds an imaginary truth that accommodates the slouch's urges and bodily appetites. Well, nothing is more embarrassing in the next world, up in the heavenly court, when the judges show a person that he or she lived the life of a slouch and painted a fictitious bullseye around their errant arrows. The Zohar explains that since the truth is that Hashem created the world, and Hashem gave us His Torah, the Torah is truth, and anything contradictory to the Torah in the slightest deviation is nothing but a lie. The Reishis Chochma further elaborates that emunah and truth are synonymous because emunah is the internalization of the truth that Hashem is King of Kings and the creator of all creation, and His Torah is true. So without emunah, there can be no truth. We therefore cannot possibly live a life of truth or even maintain a healthy soul unless we do everything in our power to strengthen emunah constantly. Now, since the Yetzer Hara, the evil inclination, never rests, we have to counter it by constantly reinforcing emunah. Otherwise, a person becomes spiritually lax without even feeling it. That's what happens in a so-called observant community when you see people getting weaker in their observance or the whole community compromising its standards. Well, these people, they're satisfied with some kind of potato kugel and gefilte fish Judaism, and they've ignored the dire need for more emunah, especially with the challenges facing each of us today. And that's why they have nothing to protect them, because the only thing that can protect a person nowadays is emunah. We all owe ourselves a bit of soul searching, preferably daily. Let's each of us examine our belief system. Do we really believe in Hashem? Do we really believe in His Torah? Is our emunah what it should be? Well, if the answer is yes, then why do we pick and choose what's comfortable to us and discard whatever takes us out of our comfort zone? The Rambam says that anyone that denies an iota of a letter of Torah, much less an entire mitzvah, is a heretic. So how can a person be so exacting in the level of kashrus he eats and then turn around and lie and swindle in business? And how can a person be so stringent in his refusal to carry anything on Shabbos, even when there's an eruv, yet turn around and embarrass a person in public? And how can a person with a conscience be honored at the Malava Malka dinner for giving $500,000 to a local yeshiva, but in the same week he lied to his employees and didn't pay them on time? Well, simple. That particular individual hasn't yet learned what genuine emunah really is, or else he believes in some type of frum, I hate that word, religious lifestyle that doesn't include Hashem, heaven forbid. We must reemphasize that the only way a person can willingly, possibly, and correctly learn and observe all of Torah is if he or she first learns emunah, doing everything that Hashem says, both in regard to their fellow human and regard to Hashem. Without emunah, nobody can see the truth, for personal agenda gets in the way and overrides truth. Without emunah, one person can decide that it's permissible to drive on Shabbos, another person decides it's okay not to repay a financial debt, and a third person decides that in this particular situation, lying is permissible. Well, King David says in Psalm 119, verse 86, that all of Hashem's commandments are emunah. The same psalm also says that Hashem's commandments are truth. Emunah is the prerequisite for not only observing them properly, but for finding truth itself. That's why we have to do something every day, both in learning and prayer, to strengthen our emunah. And that's what Emunah Beams is all about. Emunah must permeate every aspect of our daily lives. In other words, we have to live by emunah. God bless for stronger emunah every single day. Amen.